the top of Kafches on the base. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel Omer Borok Barkai. Shmuel said that the person on top of the wall would say Borok Barkai. Rashi, or then no Rashi, that the dawn has emerged. Rabbi Akiva Omer Ola Barkai. Right, that's a higher level. Rashi Ola Barkai Heir Yosemi Borok. It has to be a little bit lighter than just the first shining of the dawn. Nechuma ben Apakshion Omer Af Barkoi Bechevron. That he had to say that it became light till Chevron. And again, the Ritva says Pashit that the Chevron's to the south east of Eretz of Yerushalayim, and the whole eastern sky then was lit up. And Rashi says B'shem Yerushalmi later that it's to remember the Schus Avos, and it was only done on Yom Kippur, says the Minchas Chinuch, and others say the Meiri says it was done every day. They mention Chevron every day, and the Minchas Chinuch says it was only on Yom Kippur they mention Chevron. Masya ben Shmuel Omer, Masya ben Shmuel Hamamun ala Paisus Omer, Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach Ad SheBechevron. So again, we had a machlokas we mentioned yesterday whether Masya ben Shmuel is a third opinion here of what like is in the Mishnah, or the Gemara is recording that Masya ben Shmuel, who was Mamun ala Paisus, would say Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach Ad SheBechevron. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira Omer Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach Ad BeChevron V'yet V'yotzer Kol Ha'ab Ish L'melachto. He would say that the whole eastern sky till Chevron has lit up and all the people have gone out to work already. So he says Yehachi Noga Le'tuva. By the time people go to work, it's mamash completely light. It's after sunrise, because the halacha is that if you hire a day worker, his day starts at sunrise. So that means that the workers have gone out to work. It's after sunrise already, which is way after the time that we're talking about. Mar says, Lishkar Paul and Kwamino. We're talking about the time that the people go out to hire workers, which is much earlier than the time that the workers actually go out. Rashi. Lishkar Paulim. Hayyotsu Ishu Malachto Lavala Paulim Koi. That that everybody went out to work is not talking on the workers. Ela Balabayas Shu Mashkim Yoser Limto Paulim Lishkar. It's talking about the Balabatim who get up early to hire workers.
So it wasn't only Yom Kippur.
What? No, no, we're talking about what's it called. Even if it was only Yom Kippur, it means that the time for workers to go out, not that the Omrav Safra Tzlusei Davro Michi Mishachri Kosle. Okay, Rav Safra said the Tfilas Mincha of Avram, even though Avram Avinu was Mishachin Shachris, but he also Davin Mincha. Either he Davin Mincha after Yitzchak was Mishachin it, or all the Avos Davin all the Tfilos, and the only thing is that the one that they made for the future was the ones that it says Yitzchak Mincha, Avram Shachris, or whatever. But Avram also Davin Mincha. He Davin Mincha before Yitzchak Davin Mincha. But he wasn't Mesakin it for the future Doros. And others say that this Mandi Omer holds like the Mandi Omer that the Tfilos weren't Mesukin by the Avos, but rather that Keneged the Tmidim. But the Avos did them because they knew what was going to be in the future. So Mela, they all davened all the Davenings. So the davening of Avram Mincha, Michi Meshachri Kosli, when the walls, the facade of the walls get dark, which means at noon, right? Up until noon, the side of the wall is light because of the sun shining on it, right? The west side of the wall, or the east side of the wall, is light from the sun. When the sun goes directly overhead, so it shines down on the top of the wall, and the edges of the wall give a shadow downward on the wall. So exactly at noontime, exactly what's it called? That's when Tfilas Mincha starts. Omer Rav Yosef, Anan mi Avram Nekum Nigmar. First of all, are we going to learn from Avram Avinu when the time of Mincha is, right? Maybe Avram Avinu was a bigger Zoris. Or, alternately, some learn, how can you learn from before Matan Torah? Maybe before Matan Torah, that's when you have Mincha, and the Torah was given, the halacha changed. The Torah gave different halachas. How can you learn from things before Matan Torah? Omar Rava, Tana Gomer Mi Avram. No, we do learn, Legabe Zmanim, we learn from before Matan Torah. We learn from Avram. And we discount the fact that maybe Avram was a bigger Zoris. The Tana does learn things from Avram, the Gadi Zmanim. Where? Adetanya, v'yom hashmini yimo b'sar l'aso, melamed shekol ayom kosh l'mila, ela shezrizim matim l'mitzvos. Says that what's it called? Bayom hashmini, the whole day is kosher for mila on the eighth day. But zrizim matim l'mitzvos shenemar, v'yashkim Avram b'boker, v'yachavosh eschamorom. Even though Avram could have gone any time after night, right, because Talmud Chacham doesn't go out at night alone, and here that didn't apply because Avram had two Na'arim with him, and he was going to Dvar Mitzvah, but still, he didn't wait until the morning. So you see that, first of all, Zrizim are not Makdim more than the morning, but they're Makdim right away early in the morning to do the Mitzvah. So we learn from Avram that Zrizim Makdim Le Mitzvahs. Elom Arava, Rav Yosef Hokokashale. Rav Yosef, what was bothering Rav Yosef was the following. Not that can we learn things from Avram, or can we learn from before Matan Torah. Tisnan, but he was bothering the following Mishnah. Chol arve psachim lios be'erev Shabbos. If Erev Pesach fell on Erev Shabbos, then it was shechted the earliest possible. Nishchat b'sheishu mechza, right? 6.5 hours. Ve'kare b'shevel mechza. And it was kare b'shevel mechza tamid, right? And why? Because they needed plenty of time to roast the Korban Pesach before Shabbos. The real roasting of the Korban Pesach wasn't Tocha Shabbos. So if Erev Pesach fell on Erev Shabbos, they needed extra time for Korban Pesach, because normally they roasted it at night. Here they couldn't. So they shechted at the earliest they could. Mor says, V'nishkathe michi mishachri kosli. Why didn't they shecht it a minute after Chatzos? Not 6.5 hours, but 6 hours and a minute. Mor says, my kusha, V'dilma kosli de beis hamikdash b'sheshu mechzo mishachri. Maybe they couldn't tell when it was right after Chatzos from the walls of the Beit HaMikdash, because they weren't even. So they didn't get the shadow till later after, till the 6.5 hour. That's when they saw, Taka, that it was already noon. They couldn't tell from the walls till then. Inami Shani Avram, Ditzvagninus Gedolo, Haisa Beliva. Or Avram was different. He was able to tell times much more precisely than we were able to. So we have to wait till the 6.5 hour to be sure that it's the 6th hour. And Avram didn't have to wait. He knew exactly when the time was. Rashi, Slusei d'Avram, Tfilas ha'erev shalom, Mincha time. Nechi mishachri kosle, Chomos haponos lemizrach. The walls that face towards the east. Shehilbinu mehanetzachama, haboa min hamizrach, v'notzetzes aleim. They were white until noon, because the sun is shining directly on them. At the beginning of the 7th hour, which is after 6 hours, right, exactly. So the sun is directly overhead. And the sun's beams go straight down. So then the sides of the walls become dark. The edge of the wall casts a shadow down on the wall. From that time it's called Erev, because the shadows of afternoon start at that time. So the Mercer says, Avram, Kavram. Can we be as Rizim Kavram? Or like other Rishonim learn, can you learn from before Matan Torah? Maybe the halacha changed when the Torah was given. What bothered Rabbi Yosef is the fact that the earliest you could check the Talmud Shalvar Ben Arbayim was 6.5 hours. Why not do it at the 6th hour? In other words, the beginning of the 7th hour. Hutzrich Lemayer Talmud Shalben Arbayim Becholus. When Erev Pesach fell on Erev Shabbos, they had to make the Korban Talmud as early as possible. The Fisha Psachim Nishketu Acharov, because all the Psachim are Nishket only after the Talmud. The Tzorech Litzlosim Bod Yom, and on Erev Shabbos he had already also roast them during the day. The Amrin Hosom Makminim Le Adine Michi Yinotu Silei Erev. And the Gemara says we shecht at the earliest possible time you can shecht the Tamid, which was 6.5 hours. Uktani Nishchad Atamid B'Sheshu Mechza. The E Michi Meshachri Kosli Mikri Beinu Arbayim Nishchatemi Michi Shachri V'Hainu Mishchil Sheva. From the time when the shadow goes on the facade of the wall, which is exactly noon, Shechta Korban HaTamid then, a half an hour earlier. Where it says, Lo Mechavni, Lo Havu Skufi B'Tzimtzum. The walls of the Beis HaMikdash were not straight up and down. L'fi Shachom Ha'Haisa Rechava Milmata. It was wider at the bottom than at the top. The whole lechus of miskatzeres va'ola, and it got thinner on the top, narrower on the top. The fikach ein chudo shel svas ovio lemala meitzel askifas lashiro ad shetech shacham lemarav. Therefore the shadow didn't go down the facade of the wall till the sun moved to the west a half an hour. And therefore they couldn't see when it was exactly noon till a half an hour later, then it was recognizable. Avraham Avinu was a tremendous astrologer and he knew exactly when the mazolos were and when the times were. He was a tremendous astrologer that people came to ask him about astrology. And astrology is not osir, it's osir to follow it blindly, but you're allowed to be choshish for it, and that's what Avraham Avinu did. Well, that was before he the Rabban Hashem told him to forget about his astrology. Okay, let's go on. Inami, another reason why in the Beis HaMikdash they had to wait till Sheish V'mechza. And Avraham Avinu knew exactly at Sheish when already these shadows were cast. Mishum Dezokin V'yoshe B'yeshiva Havi. Avraham Avinu was a kolel man. He sat and learned the whole time. Rashi, Zokin. No Zokin, okay. The Omer of Chama Bar Chanina miyameim shalavoseinu lo parsha shiyeshiva mehem. During the entire period of the Avos, they never stopped learning. There was always yeshiva. They always were sitting and learning. Hayu b'Mitzrayim yeshiva mehem. In Mitzrayim, they had a yeshiva shenemar leich v'yasafta ziknei Yisrael. There was zikanim. Zikanim means zeshikana chachma. And without sitting and learning, you don't become a chacham. So there were zakenim who were sitting and learning in Mitzrayim. Hayu b'midbar yeshiva mahem. In the desert they had a yeshiva shenemar esfal yeshivam ish mezikne Yisrael. Avraham Avinu zaken v'yoshev yeshiva hay. Avraham himself sat and learned Torah. Shenemar v'Avraham zaken bo bayomim. Yitzchok Avinu zaken v'yoshev yeshiva hay. Shenemar v'yehiki zaken Yitzchok. Yaakov Avinu zaken v'yoshev yeshiva hay. Shenemar v'eini Yisrael kovdom yizoken. You don't get to be a zokain, a zeshikana chachma, without sitting and learning. Eliezer Eved Avram zokain v'yoshev yeshiva hoya. Shenemar v'yover Avram el avdo zekan beiso ha-moshel b'chol ha-shelo. Omer v'lozer she-moshel b'toris rabba. What's moshel b'chol ha-shelo? He was proficient in the Torah of his Rebbe. He ruled over all the Torah of his Rebbe. Hu damesek Eliezer Omre Belozer, Shadole Umashka Mitarasu Sharaba Lachirin. What's Damesek Eliezer? If it meant that he came from Damesek, first of all, he was a Kanani. So he didn't come from Damesek, that was Aram. Second of all, it should have said, Eliezer HaDameski. Not Damesek Eliezer. It's the adjective that tells the name of the place, always comes afterwards. So Damesek Eliezer doesn't mean he came from Damesek. It means he was Dole Umashka Mitarasu Sharaba Lachirin. He drew and gave out like you draw water and give it out to others. That's how he gave the Torah of Avram to others. Rashi, Dolo Mashke no Trikin Shal Damesek. Omer Rav Kiyam Avram Avinu Kol HaTorah Kula. Avram Avinu was Mekayim the whole Torah. Shenemar Ekev Asheshom Avram Bekoli. The Marsha says that he only was Mekayim the whole Torah from the time he got his Bris Milah, even though the Medrash is mashma not like that. It says Akev is 172 years. Avram was 3 years old when he's makaris boro, and for 172 years he was mekayim kol haTorah kula. Obviously before his bris milah, but from this gemara it could be that's only from the bris milah and on. And that answers the kasha. If he was mekayim kol haTorah, then why wasn't he mal himself before? So they say he wasn't mekayim kol haTorah till the bris. Others say that he's mekayim the Torah, like we said, from the time he was three. The reason he wasn't mal is because he'd only do it once. He wanted to do it when he was mitzvah. He knew he'd be mitzvah. Other mitzvahs he could do many times, or he wasn't going to be mitzvah. The Brisker Roth says that you can only mal when the thing becomes an orla. Until there was a tzivui to mal, it wasn't considered orla. It's like before 8 days. You can't mal before 8 days, not considered an orla. I want to say that a bris is not just a mitzvah, but it's a covenant. You need two sides. Before there was a mitzvah, there was no bris. Because a bris can't be one-sided. bris has to be that somebody else wants to engage into a bris with you. Until the Rabbanus was mitzvah a bris mila, it didn't have a din of a bris. Okay. Omer li Rav Shimi bar Chiya l'Rav, the aim of sheva mitzvahs. Maybe that which it says, Eikav Asher Shoma Avram the Kol, he's talking about the seven mitzvahs of Noach. Where it says, no, ikanami mila. By that time, that he was talking to Yitzchak, Avram already was gemalit. So he had more than seven mitzvahs, so he can't only be talking about seven mitzvahs. Where it says, the aim of sheva mitzvahs of mila. Okay, so maybe it means there's seven mitzvahs plus mila. Omer le'im kein mitzvosai v'sorosai lomali. If it's only meant the seven mitzvahs plus mila, it wouldn't refer to it in such a grandiose way of mitzvosai v'sorosai. Omer Rava. Is this Dalit? Rava? Yeah. The Ishamer of Ashi. Kiyum Avram Avinu Afilu Eruvek Tavshilin. Even if in Eruvek Tavshilin. What's the even? So some say Eruv Tavshilin is a very cow thing. It's only because we're afraid that that you'll prepare from Yontif Techol. Therefore, you need an Eruv Tavshilin to prepare from Yontif to Shabbos. Others say that Avram Avinu, I think Chassam Sofer says, Avram Avinu, for Avram Avinu, Eruvei Tavshilim is really not 100% necessary. Because we always share the klal, Hoel V'i Mikloi Orchim. Right? Really, you could cook Minatora from Yontif to Chol, but based on Hoel. Maybe Yes will come and you'll need it for Yontif. So therefore, we were somech on that Hoel. Avram Avinu always had guests coming. So the Chori shouldn't have needed an Eruv Tavshilim because of Hoel. But he made an Erev Tavshilin anyway. Shenemar Torosai, Achas Torah Shemichsav, Achas Torah, even Torah Shemalpeh, even the things that the Rabbanim were Gimasakin, also he kept. Sheva Mitzvah, Shenestav, Lashar Kol B'nei Noach, Aval Torah Lo Nitnu Lo. Maybe Avram only kept the seven mitzvahs of B'nei Noach that were given to the other B'nei Noach. And this Rashi is Mashma that Avram Avinu had a din of a Ben Noach. He kept the other mitzvahs voluntarily. But Ben Noach he was, because otherwise he shouldn't have said L'shar Kol B'nei Noach. He should have said L'Bnei Noach. Shar B'nei Noach means aside from Avram, who was also a Ben Noach. Afilo Eruvei Tavshilin She'enu Halach L'Mosh Mi'Sinai Ela Tzakonis Sofrim Shasin. Not only did he keep the things that were the Rabbanon, that the Rabbanon weren't Mechadish their own Halachas, they were Mefarish the Torah. He even kept things that were purely the Rabbanon, like Eruvei Tavshilin. Masha ben Shmuel Omer, v'hu Omer hein. So Masha ben Shmuel said that he said, Heir kol ha-mizrach ad she-bechevron, and he would say yes. So who would say yes? So Mara says, my man Omer hein. Who said yes? Ilei mahach dekoya igra, the guy on the wall said, what's it called? The whole sky is light till Chevron? Yes. Right? Because he asked the question and he gave the answer. Who called him? Who mafasher? He said he dreamt the dream, and he said the pisrot. What's he answering? Yes to his own statement. Ela hachta koyara, the guy on the ground, the one on top said the sky is light till chevron. The guy on the bottom said yes. What do you mean yes? How do you know? You don't know more than the guy on top. Minoy yoda. Someone says no. Iboy seima hachta koyara. Iboy seima hachta koyayigra. Could learn one of two ways what the dialogue over here was. Either the person on the ground said it or the person on the wall said it. And both can make sense. Right? The one who's on the wall said what? Omar Ihu Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach. He said the whole eastern sky is light. That's what the one on the wall said. Omar Lei Hachta Koyar, and the one who was on the ground said, Ad Shebechevron, Til Chevron. And the other guy answered yes. So it was a give and take over here. There was more than just one thing that he said. Ad shebechevron. First he said Heir kol ha-mizrach. Then the guy in the bottom said til chevron, and the one on top answered yes. The boy seima hachta koya ara Omar. The one who was on the ground said hein. Omar iu heir pnei kol ha-mizrach. Right. So the one on the ground would ask, is the whole eastern sky lit up? And the one on the roof would say, Ad Shebechevron, yeah, until Chevron. Omar Leyen, he said, yeah, that's what I meant to ask, till Chevron. So then the one on the ground said yes. Rashi. The Iyu Mefasher Poser Achalom, the same guy who dreamt the dream, is the one who's giving the interpretation. Kolomer Husha Elumation. The guy on the roof is asking a question, giving the answer. Omar Iyu Zer Shal Agag Ad Shebechevron Shivahi. So the one on the Gag, which what's it called? The guy on the ground would say Til Chevron, and the other guy would say yes. That's what I meant to ask. The boy say Mahay Dekoya Aro Omar Hain. The one on the ground said, "Hey, Kate said, Omer Hodekaya Ara Heirpnei Kol Amizra Peloshin Sheila." The one on the ground would ask, "Has the whole eastern sky lit up?" The Zeh Omer Lo Achsher BeChevron here, and the guy on the top would say, "Yes, until Chevron it's lit." The Omer Lehi Dekoya Ara Hein Kacha Nishoel. Yeah, that's what I meant to ask. Umatzira B'Talmud Yerushalmi Kedei LaHazker Schus Avos Maskirin Chevron. Like we said before in the Mishnah, Rashi brings on Yerushalmi that you mention Schus Avos, that's why you mentioned Chevron. And the Ritva says, our Gemara doesn't mention that. Our Gemara just means to say that the whole eastern sky, right, all the way southward, was all lit up. Okay. The Lama Hutzruchu Lekach, why they have to be so careful and send somebody up to the roof to see if it was light? Because one time the moon rose in the morning and they thought the moonlight was sunlight. And they thought the moonlight was the dawn. Mar says, "Umi Michlef, how could you make a mistake between moon and sun?" But Tanya Rebbe Omer, "Eino domet timur shalavana letimur shalchama." The beams of the moon are not like the beams of the sun. Timur shalavana mitmorva ola kemak. By the moon, it's one beam that goes straight up. Timur shalchama mafziel lekan lekan. But the beams of the sun diffuse all around it. It was a cloudy day and they saw the shine of the moon behind the clouds and it diffused. It looked like the shine of the sun. Rashi,
when the moon is full, it's on the opposite side from the sun, so they should know from
that.
The moon is full.
Yeah, that's if you can see the sun.
Side.
Yeah,
they should know the direction.
Yeah, but all they saw was light in the east. So they thought that light was the dawn already. Okay. Umi Michlif, Timur Chama b'Timur Timur Levana. How did you make a mistake between the sun and the moon? Timur Shalchama, Alos HaShachar, when it gets dawn, Shenifka v'nira ketamar zakuf, Lashon v'timros oshon al-shem shezokef ha'olem. What's it called? The sunlight diffuses. It's not one beam before it comes up. Yom HaMa'unin HaRakia Kosher Ba'avim was this cloudy day. Ve'ein HaTimur Nira Ba'ad HaRothel Elam Mu'akum Pizur Ha'avim B'mkomos Harbi Bin Avla'ad. You can only see the light between the clouds, so it looked like it was diffused, so they didn't realize it was the moonlight. Omer HaPapa Shema Minah Yom HaDe'eva Kulei Shimsha. The Papa says, you see from here that on a cloudy day the whole sky is filled with the sun because it diffuses all over. L'may nafkamina, very nice, what's a nafkamina? V'shtuchei oros. If you have to dry out hides on a cloudy day, you don't have to put them in any one specific place. You can put them anywhere because the sun heat diffuses from behind the clouds all over. So some learn that means only where it's open, that where the sunlight comes out, but it comes out from all the different holes in the clouds, so it's all over, but not where it's behind the clouds. But from this Gemara, it's mashma that's not like that, and that's the way that we'll see in 1 second, that the next halacha, that's nogeya, it's all over. It's not just the places where the clouds are open, but it diffuses from behind the clouds all over. Inami, what's the next halacha? L'chedidoresh rava. Isha lo solish lo b'chamra v'lo b'chamechamra. Woman should not knead the matzahs for Pesach. Not in the sun, and not things that were heated up by the sun, because it heats up the dough and makes it become chametz faster. And therefore, she can't, on a cloudy day, knead the dough anywhere outside, only inside. Because on a cloudy day, the whole sky is considered like directly in the sun. B'dievet, if she did it, the halacha is, if you didn't notice that the dough heated up, it's b'dievet kosher. Rashi, l'shtorach oros, no, yom de'iva, Shema mino medikom rabbi yoma ma'unim nifka b'mkomos harbe yoma de'iva kule shimsha afilu b'mokom tzeil, even in the cloudy places, even in the shadowy places, it's hot. Shachama bokas b'chol mokom ve'eno yotzes derech halon keneged halonos shehoavim omdim b'faneha v'imis pateshes aleihem bokas b'chol pisuk shebohen. The sunlight diffuses over the entire cloud cover, and therefore the heat of the sun is everywhere. Mashenkin, if it's not cloudy, so the heat of the sun goes directly to where the sun's shining. Lishtoach oros liyadesh tells you that you can dry hides anywhere on a cloudy day. Lo solish b'pesach, shouldn't need the dough on Pesach. Okay. On. Omer of Nachman, Zoam of the Shimsha, Koshi Mishimsha. Rashi, Zoam of the Shimsha, Oso Chom Shalyoma Ma'unan. The heat of the sun on a cloudy day is worse than the direct sunlight. The Simonach, Dona de Chala. Right? If you have a thing full of vinegar, Rashi, Oso Chom Shalyoma Ma'unan is Zoam of the Shimsha. Dona de Chala, Shapia Sosum Yotha. If you have a flask of vinegar that's closed up good, Shalo Yetze Recho V'Yachlo, so the odor can't go out, so it's strong in the flask. Shata Nokev Nekev Cotton Yotze Shomrea Chazak Mod. If you put a little hole in the flask, the odor of the vinegar is much stronger than if you have a big opening on the top. Kach Yoma Ma'una Mitosha Chama Mechusa. If the sun escapes through a hole in the clouds, it's much stronger than if it would diffuse over the whole sky. Shavrire de Shimsha, Koshumi Shimsha. Rashi, Shavrire de Shimsha, Sanverim, Metargamin Shavriri, right, to be blinded by the sun. Shemesh anokeves bekoach derech nekev ha'avim ktanim, when you have a beam of sunlight that escapes through the holes in the clouds, is much more focused and concentrated than the sunlight if you're just looking at the sun directly. If you look at the sun, it's not as blinding as if you look through the sun beams that come through the holes in the cloud. The Simonach Dilfa, Rashi Kosha Delif Hayorid Alaodam Mishim Nichnas Kol Gufa Mayim. If you have dripping water on you from one little place, it's much worse than if you just put your whole body in water. So a drip of sun from the clouds is worse than what's it called looking at the sun directly.